the point that issue.
I want to put it to you guys.
Okay. Okay, then going on down. So anyway, the roads are obviously too wet. We tried to get some grader on them, and it was a waste of time because it just keeps raining, and we're having trouble there. So as soon as it gets a little bit drier, we'll get some more grader work done. There's new members near the airstrip that spot lot 155, 154, the Greens and the Kettlers.
It is
155, 156. Oh, yeah, it is. Exactly 154. Yeah. 155, 152. And it's Vance Green and Bill Kettler. And they have asked us to approach the board regarding improvements on their road. And then that's the road that comes up to the 40,000 tank, gallon tank, and then comes around on the west side of the strip there. And they've asked that they split the gravel with us, and they've given us a proposal letter.
Those are the letters you have that I gave you.
That you have there that they're asking us to split that with them. I just want to point out that we're going to need to put a little bit of gravel on that road to access our 40,000 gallon tank so that Kevin and Gladys can get up there, you know, no matter what the weather is. However, to put out $1,500 on a private, well, not a private road, it's an association road for a few members when our budget's for $8,000 for all of our roads I'm a little bit concerned about that. But other than that, I mean, we kind of need you guys to read that letter and kind of tell me what we want to tell these people. Basically, they have approached the other members on that road and asked for them to go in on it. I told them that we would be interested, as in the past, if our grader would be used to spread their gravel. And, you know, we would use our grader to prep the road as much as possible. And then when they got the gravel hauled, our grader would use it to spread the gravel on the road. And that maybe the association would split the bill for some of the gravel up to the 40,000. But from the 40,000 on down, maybe it would be reasonable to expect them to pay for the gravel for that. If we use our grader on it, but that's a decision that we
The gravel's right there at Half Moon Reservoir, is it not?
Well, it isn't. Yeah, Brent would have to screen it, but yes, that's where it would come from.
Larry, what percentage is the construction part?
Well, they figured that it's going to cost them $90 of load. You know?
Yeah, but I meant the labor, the grader.
Should we even just get this in on the agenda, and that's been kind of a bugaboo the last year or two.
You guys have got copies, and you did give them copies.
I just gave Dale a copy. I didn't make copies for everyone.
I don't know. There's an issue about agenda items.
Well, I mean, I don't know that you need to make a decision, but I'm just so that everybody understands all the facts. Is there any other questions or?
But on the other hand, we should make a decision. You know, springtime, these people need help.
A decision.
So
yeah.
It may be one of the things that the board.
Well, they just asked me under my report to ask you guys.
Have they come up with $1,500 in our share? How did they come up with
this? Well, the way they figured it out was that there was about 3,400 feet of gravel from the tank down to the end of their lot, you know, to the access on lot 156. And then they figured that they put it, you know, 12 foot wide.
15 is 156 wide. And?
Yes, the further one down there.
It's not the quick
No, it's 156 is Christine Moore.
Yeah, that's the end of the line.
Yeah.
I can review for you what the board did 4 or 5 years ago up in my area. And that is we provided our own gravel and a branch provided the grader to help spread it, and they paid for half of the hauling from Brent Robinson to haul the gravel. So we found our own source of gravel, and basically I pushed it out and Brent loaded it.
But you weren't hauling it from the gravel pit.
We weren't hauling it from the gravel pit, no. But we provided our own. So the branch paid for half of the spreading, you know, the trucking of the gravel along the road.
I think these folks have done a nice job. The mathematics and stuff is all here. I think if the board reviews it, we can do a telephone call and make, give them an answer.
So have you got several copies of it right there?
No, I only have two.
Yeah, I just gave him my
copy. Okay, well, I've got one from Bill and one from Vance, but they're basically the same number.
Yeah.
I'd
like to, consider that and see if the board can't...
And you know what, I can email this to everybody if you want to...
As they work the thing through.
Okay.
Okay. So that can be tabled until next.
Well, I don't think it needs to be tabled until next.
Maybe discuss it and give them a response of what we would participate. I think the men should participate some, but where it's a road that doesn't access or benefit more than five members, it's hard to justify our road budget to go right there.
Well, I've traveled as far as I can on all the roads, and Crawford, Phil, you got a real nice little river going. You can get to your place, but you got a nice river going just east of your place. Two ponds, but you know where Ben's. I think those are on Ben's lots. I don't know if the culvert's plugged or what. I couldn't get over to the culvert, but the water from one of his ponds is running across that road that goes between. And so I'm assuming that there's something wrong with the culvert. And, well, you were going to discuss reservoirs and stuff, but and then there's up Slide Canyon. There are just we need culverts in there so bad, and it's they're you know clearly identifiable up there. So. You know, where do you put your money?
This is really a bad
it
year.
It is a matter of the culvert.
I'm asking for any participation.
That road is mush for 2 or 3 miles.
It is.
Oh, yeah.
The topping is super critical. And we've learned a lot because of the extreme moisture up there this year and looking at it.
Well, we've kind of forgot about how it can be. It's been like this, so.
Well, and you know, that's what I'm trying to say. They're asking for $1,500 in here, and I like these people, and they're brand new members, and they're really nice people. But $1,500 of an $8,000 budget to service 5 lots when we have so much that we need this year. That's all my input is. You know, I want you guys to make a decision. Okay, going on down my thing. We've had Richard Coffin working on the 40,000-gallon tank, but he's kind of got rained out a lot too. So he has. Got the paint and the sand and everything, and he's ready to sandblast the inside and get that finished. And I want to remind everybody that the county commissioner so far is still on for May 20th, Friday, May 20th. Is that a work for you?
I think so.
Okay.
Let me back up to how much sandblasting is Coffin doing in there?
He hasn't just started it yet. He's got his sand, and he's saying he's going to do it. He's got
how much? I really don't think, I've worked with him on other tanks, I don't think that needs a lot of sandblasting. There's 2 or 3 places that could be scraped off as far as, I know he wanted to do $7,000 worth of work in there was his first bid on it.
Yeah, well, it's not that much now.
And very little scraping, not sandblasting, but scraping as far as 3 or 4 patches of fiberglass. And a paint roller.
That's about it.
Might be a lot less than $7,000.
He climbed down in there. Well, you guys saw him. You know, heard him talk last month. You know, when he was at the meeting. And I've been torn back and forth on it. We climbed down in there, and Taylor and us, and we didn't think it was as bad as everybody had said. But then when I got down in there and he started pointing things out, then I could see it was maybe worse than I had really thought about because I didn't have any experience.
What was he pointing out?
Well, there are some big chunks of fiberglass in there.
Yeah.
Like to the square, like to the point of 2x3 or 4x4, you know, feet, chunks of fiberglass in there. And the paint is peeling on those places. Is that a big deal or not? I don't know. It allows moisture to get to the metal eventually.
What's his price for bid at this point?
It was $4,000. And that was including painting.
I in it and took pictures. The CD of all the pictures of every spot inside.
I think 3 or 4 boards have done the same thing.
I know.
Well, I've gotten in
but
there.
That's why I had him come last month, you guys, because I was, you know, kind of worried about that.
Yeah.
Fiberglass. We saw some pieces of fiberglass in there.
Yeah.
And looked like they were part of a patch or something like that.
Well, the
paint over $2,000 for that. $1,500
for the paint, yeah. The
color are we inspector. Painting the interior, the complete paint of the entire tank?
Well, he claims that there's not enough. It's not thick enough. Claim that. The Bullock brothers claim that.
Yep.
I mean, the inspector, the city guy, I mean, the state guy, he says, no, this thing's not nearly thick enough in here. So we've got to repaint it. But what Richard's problem was is that he says he doesn't want to paint that and then have somebody come back on him in 2 or 3 years and say, hey, your paint job didn't work because, look, it's peeling off because that fiberglass is chipping and coming off. And so the water will get underneath the paint and then our, $2,000 worth of paint down the tube, that's a lot of money for a lot of paint for not doing the job right the first time. If we do the job right the first time, he thinks that, you know, it should last us a good 20, 30 years. You know.
Barbara, have the inspector look at that?
Yeah.
What's his requirements? That's what we got to live up to.
He told us that we needed to repaint.
The inspector, whatever Bullock Brothers passes off, the inspectors will pass off.
Okay.
So the Bullock Brothers,
that's what
we got it. And they say it needs to be more paint on.
However, they didn't say how much more paint. They didn't get real specific. And to be right honest with you, I didn't push them because I was trying to think that maybe I could, if I didn't push the issue, that we could just make our own judgment call on it, rather than having them dictating down our throats what we had to do, you know, and cause us to over...
Yeah, we'd do it much good. We'd put a Band-Aid on it, and the inspector said, no, pull the Band-Aid and do this.
Well, or if we put a Band-Aid on it, and then 5 years from now, we've got a rusty, you know, problem in there, and they go in there, and they see all those problems, then we're going to have to drain that thing and do it right anyway. So
the difference between $7,000 and $4,000, is that because the job is going to be done differently?
Honestly, I don't know why the $7,000, Dale, do you? That was several years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, I think he was, you know.
I don't know, Richard came up with that number.
He makes more money on it.
A couple years ago or something?
Yeah. But I'd much rather see it done properly the first time, and as you said, not come back 20, 30 years. If it's $1,600 in paint.
Yeah, when any bit to paint it, he's going to charge $800 for labor. So we're up to $2,400 right there.
That's not counting your repairs of the
plate. Exactly.
So what did he bid?
Four?
But that was
four seems then fairly good.
Well, he is doing it at a reasonable price. If you want to look at it that way, yes, I do believe he's doing it at a reasonable price. The question I think here is, do we want him to do this, or do we want to just try and paint over what's there? Is that the question, Dale, right? Is that kind of what you're thinking?
My thinking is to call the guy who contracted to paint it the first time and have him come over and look at it.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, it'd be nice if we get a hold. We tried getting a hold of him.
Yeah, we could get a hold of him.
I know. I can. I've talked to him.
Well, I think that's a good idea. That'll work. That's what we wanted to do a long time ago, but we couldn't.
I mean, but I know that we part tried him. I tried. Never could make contact with him.
Well, why didn't we decide this last month when he was here talking to us? Now, hasn't he already bought the paint?
Yeah, he's already bought the paint.
Well, we know him, and we already told him
to do
it.
You guys gave him permission last month.
Yeah.
In the minutes there, if you could spend the money for the paint. So he did go buy the paint.
Did the board approve a $4,000 expenditure?
Yeah, remember he gave you that quote?
Yeah, I thought we did last month.
He showed you guys that quote, remember?
He had a written out. Didn't he have it?
Yeah, it was
passed around
in
the paper. Did we leave that out?
Is it in the minutes?
That's why I was asking how much. I don't care. I know that he gave a bid of $7,000 a couple of years ago.
No,
it wasn't that much.
It wasn't $7,000. It was
$4,000.
I think we left that out.
I probably didn't even put it in here. But he was here and he talked about it.
Well, that would require a vote.
It was a vote taken.
Well, I have a question real quick. How long ago was it the original repair was done?
Well, when we bought the tank.
Okay, when you bought the tank.
When Dale bought that tank, the man up down in Hurricane said he was going to remove all the fiberglass and then paint it.
There was two prices.
There was
two prices on the tank. One, if I'm not mistaken, Dale, was $12,500, and it was $17,000 if it was completed. What he did is he just
did it Band-Aid way.
Yeah.
And you get into the tank. It looks good as you go into the tank. As far as you get away from the mouth, it thins out.
You stick your head in there, it looks pretty good.
Well, and then another thing, so everybody's aware while we're on the subject, on the outside of that tank, it had tar. And evidently, he decided to get that tar off because obviously paint doesn't stick to tar. And so he started on what is now the south end of that tank. And about 10 feet back, you can see they worked really hard and sandblasted on that tar. And they must have got tired. And they quit. And then they just painted over the tar the rest of it. And now that paint on that tar is all peeling and coming off on the outside.
Oh, I think that we really should do it right, whether that's $1,500 or $4,000 or $10,000, but we need to know what is right and then discuss it. I'm not saying we don't want to spend the money or do it right, but today's the first time I've ever heard costing $4,000.
Two
years ago, we talked about costing $7,000, and in the meantime, we talked about he owes us $1,600. He's going to work that off.
Yeah, but he's already used that.
Well, and I know that much work goes into those things, so I'm not arguing with that other than... Even when he came last time and talked about, you know, on the tank,
He never gave
$4,000.
I guess he, I don't know. I had he gave us a quote and it was laid on the table. I guess you didn't see it.
Yeah, I thought he passed us all around the estimate of
materials
and labor. How many
of you have seen a quote or seen a paper or anything?
I have not.
The question, if it's not in the minutes, the vote doesn't even mean
anything. It's not in the minutes, I don't believe. I didn't read it real quick.
I think it was left it out.
On this matter, the board, would you like for me to contact the man who did the job or sold us the tank, who was supposed to have done it right to begin with, and see if we can get him over there to work with Coughlin or whatever?
Absolutely.
I don't think Coughlin's going to want somebody else to come in on a job he's already bid on.
It can save us money.
Richard, I think he could work with that.
We can work with Richard. There's no problem.
All right.
I would make a motion that we you get a hold of him, but it has to be done, I mean, within the next week among your busy men. If we talk for 10 years about the tank, and we talked for 3 or 4 years about getting it fixed, and we've tried numerous times to contact him, and I know you've contacted him, but if we don't...
I'd be happy to call him, see if I can get him and see what he would...
Kind of like a 30-day, we need this done within 30 days, don't we? 36, I mean, what's...
We need to hook... Before that.
We need to hook up the water.
He's a couple, 3 or 4 weeks. And it's important to be...
I would make a motion that Dale contacts the original seller and see what can be worked out between he and Cawthorn that we can move forward with the finished product of the tank.
And that could be done, I think, within the next 10 days or 2 weeks, and we could pull the board at that time and tell them what our research is.
Excellent. I'd second that.
I'm in favor.
There's motion and second.
It's motion and second. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed?
Nay.
Motion carried.
Did I hear a say no?
No.
No.
Valid motion.
None opposed. That date for the county field trip inspection was the 20th?
May 20th.
20th on a Friday, May 20th.
What time?
Your time?
10 at the headquarters.
10 a.m.?
Yes.
Super.
We're hoping we're going to have to postpone this again since this is like the, I don't know.
Well,
yeah, at least.
Back on the tank thing, Barbara, do you want to get with Richard? I mean, right now it's too wet. He's not out there actively working anyway, but we should let him know tomorrow or Monday, whatever, just to say we're trying to still get something out of the original purchase of the tank.
Mm-hmm.
So he would understand that for sure.
If you throw any kinks in Richard's schedule.
What? Is it hard?
Well, he's always got projects here, there, and everywhere, and so if this one starts to get difficult, it takes longer to get back around that job.
Okay. I was going to report on some of this other stuff that's horse rides and stuff, but it's further down on the agenda, so maybe I'll just wait till we get down there, Dale, and talk about it when we get to that point. Oh, I wanted to talk about one other thing. The old truck is just, you know, it's just getting old and it's been beat on this, using gas. Well, of course, we've got it fixed now. It doesn't use nearly as much gas. But anyway, my point is we were wondering if you guys would all keep your ears and eyes open for an ATV. Taylor has found an ATV that, no, not found. He has an ATV that's $2,500, that he would sell for $2,500. It's a 2000 new. It was $5,200. But... what we're thinking is that Kevin and Gladys have said that they would like to have an ATV because they've watched Brent buzzing around on his all the time and decided that's the way to move up there. They've gassed, put a little trailer behind it. You could do a lot of things with that. We've also discussed getting a small pickup, you know, do something like that to run around. But the problem is we can't get completely rid of the old pickup, the big one, because we have to have it to haul the trash trailer. We have to have it to move the horse trailer. You know, things that are bigger and heavier, but it would be nice to have something more economical to run around with between the cabins and everything like that. I mean, I know we've talked about this a dozen times.
What did we do with that van that we...
We sold that thing because it was a gas guzzler too, and Tony didn't want to use it, so we sold and just put it back in the sun.
We made $100 or so on it.
Oh, yeah, we did. We made $100 on it or so. $120, I guess. So, anyway, I just... want to put that to your attention. I mean, how, what do you guys feel about on that? Is it something I should pursue? Should, can I pursue looking at buying a, you know, an ATV or a little pickup, or are you thinking we just can't afford that yet?
I think it depends a little on the budget, and we may come to some items later on that would help on that.
Okay.
Can I make a point now?
Yeah.
That truck that he's driving right now uses so much gas that you probably wouldn't be spending any money by the end of the year.
But
getting a smaller.
Can I say one thing?
Yeah.
I've been keeping track of all the gas from the day that I started on. I've used 297 gallons of gas to date, 90% of it in the pickup. That was my concern that I expressed to Barbara, was in 1 year, in using an ATV over using the Ford truck, especially if I'm out doing one thing with the truck, my wife would be out cleaning cabins with an ATV and save a whole lot of fuel listening and a half a dozen trips up and down to the upper cabins, or doing just little work, as well as the road damage that we make with the pickup on the wet roads.
But
we do put a lot of heavy ruts in without trying to.
I think you're going to find out that most of your gas is going on your trips into town. What do I think?
We use less gas going to town.
Yeah, I'm sure you do, but the gallonage that you're going to be using on the ranch isn't going to be quite, you know, as high. You're not going to save a decisive amount. If you still have to drive that into town, it may be
maybe a half dozen trips to town.
Maybe half.
And you can't travel to the upper cabins? You're not traveling the upper roads?
We've not been to the upper cabins at all.
So, all right, well, then you're saying that it is on the main roads. Okay, that's what I was
saying.
Okay.
Cabin.
Well,
when
for cabbing,
it
sounds like a good economic move to get a less expensive.
Is this something that should be put on the agenda for the next meeting? Or?
Yeah, I think we should.
Okay.
Who will see to that?
I will.
Will you?
It's like the same, too. It's hard, especially during the busy season. You got to be going to different places at once, so you got one vehicle.
Yeah, we actually use our own vehicle, so we used to do it somewhere, we use our van.
Yeah.
I would think that in the meantime, that we all can keep our eyes open and thank you, Barbara, to look and see it. See something or come across it, don't wait until next month to come to us and say,
okay.
Keep,
I mean, as Dale pointed out, it's not in the budget, so
it's
something we have to
pull
from anywhere else.
Well, I'm going down to Jake's Corner next weekend on an ATV ride, and the last time I was down there, this is down below Payson, Arizona, quite a few people had ATVs that they were wanting to get rid of. I'll look when I'm down there if you want me to. You know.
And as there's all kinds, what'd you pay for yours? He's got one he's used for a couple of years.
Is it pretty big?
Is it a quad?
Is it pretty big?
Four-wheel drive?
Yeah.
Wow.
It's an older model than, you know, Brent's. What year is yours?
Mine's 2002.
1997.
I mean, that was a heck of a deal.
Well, yeah.
They go for a lot.
$3,000,
$4,000.
What is yours? Is that a four-wheel drive?
Oh, yeah.
And your it's a 2000. You were asking what for it?
2500. It hasn't been used. Most miles on it been used at the ranch.
I've driven his ATV. It's a nice one. That's one I hit the deer with.
You hit a deer?
Okay, let's consider that. And if the board would like, I think that we may talk about some of these things within 10 days.
Yeah.
The one we received the yellow one for free.
Yeah, really? Brand new one.
And so maybe not planned. If it's not decided within the next, it could go on the next agenda. But we should decide it even before then.
Okay, good.
So I need to have a hitch on the back, you know, be able to pull
And let me say, from the membership standpoint and the board standpoint, that we really appreciate your work, Barbara, and the coordination and the things that you're doing. And we are very pleased with those things. And we'd like to actually make any other things that would make your job easier, make the manager job. I'm very impressed with these folks. I've met with them two or three times. They're very friendly. They're the right kind of people to have at the ranch. And so from a board standpoint, if we can do some things to make it easier and more friendly and nicer for the ranch operation. That's what the board is dedicated to try and make the arrangement better for all of our members. And that's because you guys were there to serve them.
So, I'll second that.
Amen.
Okay, good. You're second.
But, I'd like to make another comment about that.
Yes, please.
Since I've been a member of the association for many years, what you have done in the past, the decision that was made to hire someone to manage the ranch and then report back, I think from a standpoint from mine, it has been a wonderful experience because there's someone that we all can go to, whether you're the board, whether it's the managers at the ranch. It's a focal point. And I have thoroughly enjoyed since October coming to all but one meeting, realizing the effectiveness that Barbara has brought to you, you asking her questions, because your jobs up front here don't incorporate the needs of what she's doing. So she's reporting to you, and it's a wonderful feedback, a wonderful checks and balance. And I think that the program that's been initiated is very effective. I enjoy it, and I thank the board for putting together some type of program such as this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
In the past, we've tried the micromanagement stuff.
I was going to use that word, and I thought, let's be friendly. But there's not that micromanagement, because all of you have so many jobs to do.
Okay, we can't micromanage.
No, you're allowing her to do that, and that's a really big job, which allows you to do the job that you need to do. And I thank the board, and I thank Barbara, and I thank the new managers.
My wife has a T-shirt that really should be on Barbara. Is you really want to speak to the boss, or you really want to speak to the person who knows what's going on?
I think things have progressively gotten better, and the things we're trying to work on each day, each month, each year to make it better and better and more effective. And I think as we continue to improve those things, we each need to do a better job. I mean, take, for example, the tank issue, $4,000. Part of that's my problem for daydreaming and maybe not seeing the paper that was there. But if we can do a better job of Barbara kind of focusing on the day-to-day management things and then reporting back, we focus on the things we need to and give her feedback and direction, it's going to get better and better for her, for us, for members, for the overall ranch, the government agencies we deal with. Deer Springs is getting, whether some of us like it or not, it's getting more active, it's getting bigger, it's getting more views, and it will get more confusing unless we, better do our system.
And that's what Dale has done. Being a good leader is putting the right people in the right positions to do their jobs. They are doing their jobs, it makes you look like you're doing a good job. Thank you.
You need a lot of help too.
Oh, no question. No question. And we tried at one time to go to a general manager several years ago. But again, these things are motivated or sustained by the economy. And so you've got to have dollars and cents to make these things happen. And we're moving in that direction.
Okay, one comment on that ATV. I think, unless I'm wrong, we should look for a four-stroke because of the noise and for also for the altitude for the power. And we shouldn't be looking at a two-stroke. I think they do.
They don't
work for
Can I say something else?
Yes.
I have to say that since we've been up there, Brent, Larry Dare, John Hardo, Jerry, Christine. I have to say that we have had many people. Art has brought me photos to frame to put in the cabin. I mean, we have had members also that want to be helped. They, so they are also making our job easier. And, if we all just came as a community and was a part of each other, Barbara has made our job awesome. I mean, it's been just a really smooth transition. It's been a really easy all over.
I think we're all kind of moving in the same direction.
Yeah.
Appreciate what Candy and Joe said and you guys. It's a big job. It's a fantastic thing. The opportunity is there. Mm-hmm. And if we can make the right human decision to match the environment, we'll have a lot of happy members. So let's move then on into these.
Bill, can I say one quick thing?
Yes.
I forgot to mention, Brent brought it to my attention. That's why he was talking. Sorry. It was my fault. The Greater Consortium, you say it.
Well, I sent to Barbara.